Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're starting a really great three-part series that I'm really excited about. We're going to be talking about stress less for the holidays and just really coming into the holidays and just having a thriving and renewing and revitalizing yourself with the holidays and having it being something that stresses you out. It's basically giving you new, exciting, and wonderful memories and just kind of coming from a place of wonder. So I'm going to go ahead and get my lovely co-host, Miss Amy. How are you tonight?
The holidays are coming?
What?
I don't know how I am.
Well, hopefully by the end of this wonderful conversation, we're going to kind of know a little bit more where you are, where we all are. That'll be good.
All right.
I'm stressless.
I'm hoping to be stressless.
I'm stressless.
I like it.
I know,
we're
right?
Really excited because you said that we've got a three-part series. We've got Kelly Swan coming on next week, and she's going to be talking about a recovery and how to stay in recovery during the holidays, and then Reverend Brian will be on the 30th with his take on stress-lessing the holidays. And so it's going to be a really great series. And then the four of us will be speaking together at November 15th at the Armed Forces Chamber. Very excited about all that. So this is, you know, we're really helping to create something that I hope will really help people.
Stress-lessing. I think we created a new word.
I think so. Well, another thing you and I had talked about earlier, I'm willing to give us both credit for this, but what came out of our conversation about what does this animal look like, and it was, you know, holiday survival skills, you know, lots of stress less, and that it really is, and we're experiencing this ourselves. We have, there's five sisters, we're part of five sisters, and they're, you know, they're all married and in a relationship and have grandkids and all that, and trying to plan, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and how do you have your own families and your bigger families and your business? You know, it's a, you know, how you work through the holidays is really important too. And so one thing that we, I think we coined is we're calling it organic structuring of the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
And what I'm going to throw my slant on this and have you jump in is it's like we're trying to plan. How do we have a special time together as the five sisters? And how do we have a special time as the whole family? And so just in the last few days, we've kind of been playing with this, setting up, okay, what days would those look like? What would that look like? How would we do it in a way that, you know, best serves everybody?
Yeah, just one person isn't necessarily kind of saying this is the day and this is what we're doing. It's everybody's really kind of coming in to say, you know, what's really important to you and what would you like to see happen? So there's not this automatic expectations of, well, it's always been like this and this is what we've always done, so that's what we're doing. You know, it's like, who are we now and what do we love and how do we want to, how are we seeing we want to be together and what feels right? I think a feeling is such an important part of this whole thing. That works just really so well together. So we've got some different tips on ways to be looking at stress and to be looking at time management, task management, all different kinds of things. We're going to even get into a little bit of, you know, how to walk through on a, you know, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I think we're going to be kind of hitting all those different components with this, which is just so great because it really gives you, like we're talking about, an organic way of being able to walk through this in a very mindful way. And I think mindfulness mm-hmm. is something that we really want to talk about too. So right off the bat, Amy and I, we both really agreed when we were just saying, well, what do we really want to talk about with the show, is putting the whole sense of expectation, just literally put it out there and just say, that's one of the things I'm going to just, you know, love and not have a lot of expectations of what it should be or what it, you know, what it used to be. I'm just going to let that go. and allow myself to be in the moment and to be in the place of the most level of enjoyment that I can have, and have it where there's a sense of camaraderie and oneness with everybody. So go ahead, Amy.
Well, and I think it's important that everybody decide what their expectations are. I think it's great to let go of expectations, but it's also important to really be clear about what your expectations are, and are they really important to you? And if they are, then you need to factor that, because this is all about negotiation. We're all negotiating as a family, what does this next holiday season look like? And so, but you've got to know what your expectations are. Going back to mindfulness, they talk about beginner's mind. And what if this was the very first holiday that you ever had? Being open to maybe a new possibility, but being really clear, you know, we've talked about unconscious beliefs, right, and how they affect you. So that's part of that, those expectations too, or those unconscious beliefs are going to come back and bite you. If you have, you know, I can't read your mind, you know, we've all heard that one, right? Well, oh, you don't need to buy me a special gift, and then they don't. And then what you meant by special gift was you wanted them to write you a letter about how much they cared about you or how important the relationship was, and they thought that meant an expensive watch. So, so they, you know, they got you something that wasn't expensive, but they thought was meaningful, but for you wasn't meaningful. So it's about you being really clear about what meaningful is for you and making sure that you let those people know so you don't disappoint them and they don't disappoint you.
Yeah, I think one of the really it makes so much sense, but yet to some people when they would look at just different things that you could be, you know, starting to work for with the holidays is, you know, start planning now. People are like, what? It's not even Halloween yet. What are you talking about? Why start planning now? Well, the whole idea is to be looking at all these different things and go ahead and figure out, you know, what would I want that to look like? And, you know, maybe if I work with coming from a beginner's mind, you know, what's out there? Being able to look at the different things that are out there that may be different than they used to be, that excite you and make you feel like, yeah, that might be something that's really a lot of fun. I know as, you know, being, you know, a florist, Flowers for You, Riverside, California, I've literally contacted all the people that I do holiday decorating for, and they're so grateful that I'm calling them now because they can figure out the rest of the time that they have going on. They're going to be looking forward to me coming. And I always encourage people to go out and find decorations and things like that that they might want to include this year that they didn't have before. If they have a different kind of theme or colors or whatever, now's the time to go get it before it's, you know, it's unavailable anymore. So it's one of those things that it helps you to be able to, by the time I do get there, I'm going to enjoy it that much more because it's been things I've been looking forward to. So I think that's something else that would be really good to be having something in there that, you know, don't feel like, oh, it's too early for me to plan. It's actually, you know, perfect. One thing that I always kind of laugh about, but, you know, it makes perfect sense to me is our mom back in the day, you know, when she would be doing stuff for kids, you know, imagine she's got five daughters and then there's significant others and grandkids. Well, you know, her goal was to have all of her Christmas shopping done by Halloween. So by the time she got to, you know, the other holidays, she wasn't worrying about all that kinds of stuff. And, you know, as her mom got older, it was really kind of cute. By the time she got to Christmas, she gift wrapped everything as soon as she bought it. And we would all laugh because she didn't remember what she gave anybody. So it was just as much of a surprise to her as what, you know, what she gave everybody else. So I just thought that was really fun. She's like, yeah, what did I give you? I don't remember.
Well, and I think that's part of that organic part, too, is if you start looking around for getting ideas, like you always do decorate our house, and every year you encourage me to just kind of start looking around, what is it that I'm drawn to this year? And last year, I think we did owls. Did we do owls?
Her husband, collects Santas, and he normally has them, like, all over the house. And he didn't know it, but I actually pulled them all out while he was out taking a whole bunch of errands and stuff like that. So when he came home, all of his favorite Santas were in the tree.
Oh my God, he about lost his mind. Yeah,
he did
really
about lose his mind. He thought that was really great, and that's a gift for me because when I get to see, you know, doing something where I know it's something that people really care about, and it's these treasures that you just love, and you don't get to see, you know, you see them once a year for a little while. It's really nice to have them where. That just made in a unique and special way for that. So it's like I always like to do something that I was sharing with Amy earlier this day too. It's like I always, the last couple of years, I'm always like I find one thing and then it just spurs me on to do just some other stuff. A couple of years ago, I was at a garage sale and I found an old popcorn tin that had an old-fashioned Snoopy on it. And for a couple of years, I just did Snoopy. I had Snoopy stuff all over my house. It was Christmas Snoopy stuff with all the characters and stuff. And for whatever reason, this year I was looking around and I found this really beautiful peacock ribbon. And I thought, oh, gee, I like the ribbon. And I thought, okay, well, what would I do that ribbon? Well, if you're familiar with the movie Up from Disney, there's a whole movie about it, and it's got this character named Kevin that kind of looks like a peacock. He's kind of a weird bird. And I'm just going to do an Up tree and have Kevin in there and Doug the dog and, you know, just do some different unique things that would be, you know, kind of celebrating that tree and the love and the, kind of the theme behind that movie. So that's something that I'm going to be incorporating just because I saw some peacock ribbon and it inspired me to do something different that'll be kind of a unique Christmas tree. So it's just things like
I
that,
love that
really can help you to get excited and look forward to something being different. And, you know, and part of that's, you know, what, how am I going to make that and all that? Because some of the characters and stuff like that, I'm going to make them look like they're gingerbread characters that are going to be in the tree. So I'll be making those before I get busy with other people's stuff.
And that's a really great example. It's looking for these clues, you know, what you want the meaning to be, what you want the feeling to be. And so as part of that, looking at those expectations and then visualizing a holiday season the way that you want it to be, the way that maybe you've even dared to dream that it would be. And so, you know, and you can even do a vision board or maybe just, you know, take a couple of minutes to jot down, what would my ideal holidays look like? And, you know, we're talking about a whole big span here. We're talking about Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's and all the other holidays.
Yeah, it's just really exciting. I mean, we're bringing just the whole, you know, 3 months or so. I think it's just really exciting to bring it all in that. So you could start looking from what are things that I like. No, it's like Nightmare Before Christmas. Not everybody's into that. But taking that kind of a concept of, like, I have it for one holiday. Could I move it into the next holiday? What would that look like? And just kind of playing with things, so it's not like I have to put that away and get something else out. It's like being able to integrate all those different things and just being able to, especially if you like it, have it something that you can play with that and have it just be done in a different way.
Yeah, I think that's great because it honors, it's like ritual, and it honors, you know, where with the season and where we're moving into the next thing. And I think it really inspires joy. So we've talked about expectations, so visualizing what you want. And then another really good step is, now you're clear on those things, is setting an intention for the holiday that you wish to have. So I've been playing with that. May I share my intention for the holiday?
Yeah, please do.
So my intention for this holiday season is to give gifts of love, go to events that feed my soul, and be in grace each step of the way.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love
and
that.
And what I'll do is, you know, as I'm going through the season, right, and, you know, and I'll be looking at, is this really a gift of love? Is this event that feeds my soul? If I'm there and it's not feeding my soul, what do I need to do to make that happen? It's not their fault, right? It's what am I not allowing? And then how do I make sure that I have grace with everything that I do? So it's a matter of me using that as kind of a touchstone for everything that I'm doing and not doing during this holiday season.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And I love the fact that it's not very specific. It's very open and very, like we were talking about before, organic. It's organic in the way that each event will come up or however that everything's going to be looking. And you're always coming back to yourself and saying, you know, does that feed me? Does that feel like a love gift? Does that feel like something that, you know, generally has, you know, it's coming from heart and having it be something can really benefit people. That's great. I love that, Amy. That's really, really great. So do you want to talk about centered?
Well, I'd love to hear your intention.
You know what? I kind of what you have going on with that, that it would be, I don't know, heartfelt gifts. One thing that I'm doing with a couple groups of people that I know and love is we're going to be doing Secret Santas, and we're actually going to pick those out around Thanksgiving. But we're only giving it like it's only going to be like $10 or less. And it has to be something that would be like a pamper bag, something that would be a self-care pampering thing for that person. So whatever that looks like, you know, and having people to get creative. It could be some fuzzy socks and some really nice lotion, or it could be all this different stuff to do pedicures. It could be stuff to do bathing. I mean, it could be, you know, just a little bit of everything depending on what's going on with that and kind of knowing that person and kind of what they're into, you know. we've got people that like to hike and stuff like that. It could be stuff that has to do with hiking, you know. But yet it's pampering you while you're out on the trail. What would that look like for you to get the things that you need? So it's that much more of an enjoyable activity because you've got so few comforts while you while you're on the trail.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And have it be enjoy and fun.
Amen, sister.
Exactly. So I want to make sure that we have time to cover centered.
I have a process. So I'm and a couple things. So I think the five things that Robin and I came up with, in addition to the expectations, vision, intention, coming from conscious action. So just always really taking that extra step, maybe take a breath before you make a decision, and always being aware of that, being mindful. And then last but not least, doing ongoing resiliency skills, doing tapping, doing breathing, doing prayer work, doing journaling, doing things that help you to stay centered. And so I have a process. I used to work a lot with doctors and nurses, and I would teach them this technique about how to get centered. You say, let's get centered, and they're like, what are you talking about? So I worked for the federal government for 20 years, so I'm always acronyming the heck out of everything. So it's centered. C is for find the calm within, and you can do that. We've done this many times, like taking the nice deep breaths. Maybe put your hands on your heart and breathing in and releasing. And you can do the breathe into four, hold to seven, breathe out to eight. And you want to do that three times, something like that, very simple. And then from that calm place, what you do is you evoke your higher self. And for me, it's my best self. It's that quiet voice inside. It's if you don't know that, what that looks like, I want to support you in maybe spending some time to really ask that question, maybe do some meditation, take some time during the day to say, how will I know when my higher self is here? Or I lead it into my best parent, my best teacher, my best leader, however it makes sense to you. So once you're calm, you've evoked your better self, your higher self, you want to come from a very neutral and compassionate place. Then you want to remind yourself of what is your today's intention. So when I'm about to, to walk into some place and maybe I'm a little nervous, I have several major events I'm doing this holiday season that are very important to me. So what I'll do is I'll be evoking that, as I'm standing in this, I'll repeat my intention. My intention for this holiday season is to give gifts of love, to go to events that feed my soul, and to be in grace each step of the way. How am I doing with that intention? Not from a beating my pet self up kind of place, but just kind of like, okay, then what could I do now? Just kind of evaluating where I'm at with that, releasing anything I need to release. I could have done this better or whatever, and coming up with a new game plan, realigning intentions, realigning actions, and then reentering. So it's simple, it's easy, it's highly effective.
I think that's really, really great. So Amy, when we were going to do the show, she gave me all kinds of wonderful handouts and stuff that she's done in some of her different workshops and stuff that she's done. And one of them that I really like was a bunch of different, we call it the top 10 relaxation tips for reducing stress during the holidays. And, part of it, too, is when here we're talking about, creativity and having it be, like we're saying, that letting go of that expectations. But, a lot of, I think, stress that comes with the holidays is that being able to say no to all these extra obligations and stuff that you have and being able to just practice being able to, like you said, I love how you're talking about, I want to do things that really feed my soul and have them be something that would be a love gift, that really helps you to just kind of slow everything down. So I really love that your intentions on that, Amy. I think it's a really great way that really helps people to kind of stop for a second and say, do I really want to do that? So it really helps you to really come from yourself instead of like worrying about, I should be helping that person. Is that something, too, that's going to be, something that will be beneficial for me as well?
Yeah, and I think it really helps you to get clear on, who am I in relationship to this person, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how
yeah,
I want
yeah.
to support them and where they're going this next year.
Right. So, and you know, it's like we're stepping back a little bit and talking about, you know, the holiday decorating and just kind of having things around us. I mean, I went out bought a few little pumpkins and put them around my house and put them around my shop and stuff like that. And boy, it just made all the difference for feeling like, oh, we're in the fall and, you know, having those things around you that just symbolize, you know, change and having the seasons changing. I think it's something, those little things that really can make a difference for yourself. And being able to have them in there, but you know, it's also being able to tap into the natural creativity and you know, making things with your hands, and like you're saying, writing a letter, a true letter about how you feel about something, or making a list about the things that I like about you, or you know, just little gifts like that. You know, like we're saying, something that would be a valuable gift, and like you're saying, sometimes people think that's an expensive watch, but it could be the time and effort to actually do a drawing or just make some kind of a special letter to somebody about where you are. I've done that with my kids for the last few years, where I take the time to actually write a letter about, you know, what's happened over the current year and what I'm proud about with what they've, you know, done and who they're becoming as human beings. So I think it's something that's really important to be able to acknowledge that. And my kids always tell me how much that means to them to have that kind of a letter, and that I would take the time to write that. So, and I really appreciate it too, because it helps me to get some time to really just to see how much I love them and how much I'm proud of them for the things that they've had to go through the whole year. So it's a good exercise, I think, for everybody. People just kind of step back for a second and do a little bit of reflection about, and it really helps you to be grateful for where you are now and what you've been through. Yeah, so I think that's a really good way to be able to do that. So anything else with that, Aim?
No, but I think it's really important, like it all kind of melds together, you know, that it's really important to know what's really important to you and who's important to you. Have you showed them that? And what can I do to do that, you know, going forward? And making sure that, and with the things, one that's really important during the holidays, what kind of time, money, and energy do I have? So in terms of, you know, what kind of budget do I have for gifts? What kind of time do I have to make them, to get them where they need to be? And looking at my energy level, because we still got to work, got to take care of our families, all those things. But so finding a way that we can bring them together and make it something that is integrated into our lives and joyful. And you and I had talked earlier that what we're really talking about here is really living a conscious, mindful life, that everything that we're talking about can serve you all year, because there's holidays and rituals and celebrations all year long.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just even, you know, it's a sense of a mindset. I mean, imagine if we really wanted to walk into every day and have it be more organic. How wonderful that would be. I mean, yes, there are things that we need to get done every day, and there's obligations and things that we need to do with our family and our work and all the things that we have. But walking into as many experiences as possible, just being willing to be in a place of wonder and have it being more organic, that could just be a really lovely place to be able to be open to something new that we may not have invited in before. I think that's a really great thing.
Or even to shift the schedule. We're doing a lot of that. Here we have standard things that we've normally set up. And as a family, we're making new decisions all the time and being open to what could that look like and how would we do that. Like we've got, the sisters will be here in Vegas. I have my stepdaughter and her girlfriend will be here. And trying to balance spending time with my sisters along with my stepdaughter. We will find a way. We will make that work. But just not negating making one more important than the other, but how do we find a balance? And so that knowing, okay, here's the dates, here's the time, here's the money, here's the energy, what can we do? What do we want to do? How do I want to feel after all the events? I think is an important way to look at this too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really important to me. So one thing I wanted to touch on is, you know, all of these different tips and suggestions for the holidays always goes into a little bit of the eating and you know, eating and drinking sensibly and getting plenty of rest and exercise, things like that, along with all the different things that are going on. And, you know, we're all guilty of indulging on all the different things that can happen with just going to a lot of parties and just, you know, the food's a little heavier and people have, you know, with all these spreads and stuff that are out there. I just wanted to give a couple suggestions of different things that I've learned over the last couple of years. Is one thing that I found really helpful is to, you know, like you said, planning ahead of time is make maybe a couple different really big pots of soup and then making go ahead and storing them and have them be just like single servings that you can go ahead and heat up whenever you're ready. And our sister Judy does that, where she'll do kind of like a minestrone soup, and she puts it in little mason jars. And she sticks it in the back of her. And she does it when it's really everything. The jar is hot and the soup is hot and all that. She seals it so it's really canning it. And then she sticks it in the back of her refrigerator. And it can be good for up to a couple of weeks without her having to worry about going and having to eat it right away. So it's something that's always there. And it's a really healthy vegetable soup that all the stuff that's fresh when she put it together. So it's, you know, it tastes wonderful. You can always put like a salad or and some different kinds of breads and stuff with that, and, you know, pull three or four out depending on what's going on with people, and even add pastas and rice and stuff like that to it if you want to kind of change and have it be a little bit heartier. So things like that, looking at that ahead of time for something that you know can be delicious and will save you time, and so you're not having to get stuck in getting fast foods or things that are more processed. It's just a matter of, you know, taking a
easy to get juices nowadays, certainly if you can do it yourself. Robin got me a fabulous juicer, and I appreciate that. Yeah, great.
I get it, so I have juice when I go to her house, but that's okay.
Right. Well, so you make
we're
sure
self-serving,
you
and it worked out for good for everybody. Yeah.
It works good. So I have the fruits and vegetables in the house to do it, right? So you got to plan that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you certainly, if you can juice at home, great. But if not, there's plenty of opportunities to get juices. So maybe making a commitment to every day, I'll get a green juice from Trader Joe's or something. So just make it, you know, don't make it have to make it big or extravagant, but just something that you're committing to and not letting everything go. I'm still going to, whatever, walk 15 minutes a day or something.
And if you need to walk and you're going to be shopping, park a little bit further out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you're automatically adding those extra steps into your day without having it be where you're really, stopping to take that walk. Although, you know, if you can take 15, 20 minutes and just go walk in a park, or be outdoors in a time when you're, you know, it's not a matter of got to get all this stuff done. It's like, let me take some time right now for me. It's like that whole thing of like, if, you know, when you take the time to slow down for a few minutes, then when you go back to those activities, you can be that much more effective instead of feeling scattered. I think that's really good. One of the things it talked about too was practicing being a peacemaker if your family squabbles erupt. If you want to address that one and talk about that a little bit, just in case.
Oh, that
you know,
never
you know, not everybody's going to be on the same page of you just being this stressless kind of gal, though.
Well, and I would give a perfect example. We've got all these different, you know, sisters and their families and the families of the families. So one thing that we've done to, like, whose house is it? So there isn't a big conflict about, you know, somebody always has to have it at their house, or how do we make, you know, everybody has to cook or whatever. So one of the big celebrations that we're doing is going to be at a restaurant. So we'll meet at a restaurant, and then we're going to go to one of the other sisters' houses for desserts, and everybody will bring different desserts. So it isn't on anybody's back. And so part of the, you know, dealing, being the peacemaker is, okay, what are the things that need to get done? How do we find ways that everybody can come up with a win-win and be willing to have those transparent, vulnerable conversations real time and early on, like you're saying, Robin, as soon as you can. If you wait until, you know, it's next week, everybody already has plans and it's going to be ugly. So you want to try to get on the train as soon as you can. It's not too early. Probably, you know, if you had to travel very far, you probably should have talked a year ago about it. But right now, it's like, so we can plan for next year. But it's, you know, do it early. What is everybody's parameters? Try to find ways that work, that it not any one person has to carry all the weight of the holidays.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and it's, you know, because the bottom line with that was, you know, it says, you know, the two simple keys are to listen more attentively and to let others know that you're hearing them. So I think, you know, it really goes back to so many shows that we've done that, you know, people want to be seen and they want to be heard. So it's just like, you know, how do you feel about that and what would you like to see happen? So it's not a matter of like, that's going to be what happens, but it's a matter of like, we're going to put that as a part of the conversation. So we can brainstorm about it and figure out what works, you know, best for the majority of everybody. And we always have it in our group of people that, you know, this is what we planned. You know, if you can make it, great. And if not, you will be missed. You can come for part of the time. That's great, too. So it isn't an all or nothing kind of a thing for everybody, because everybody's got lives and things are going on. So we always want to be in a place of trying to accommodate people as much as possible and just let them know that they're loved and we would love to see them. And however it works out, it works out. Organic. We're being organic.
Yes, organically structuring. Let's remember that and always be looking at what do I want to feel after the holidays or, you know, or after this week or whatever. And again, this you can take this mindset and live it every day, you know, ongoingly. Mm-hmm. And then stopping to breathe, stopping to vision, stopping to say, what is my intention? By doing those things,
you know,
and, you know, how will I feel about this later if I do this right now? And know that everything's up for negotiation. And that, you know, I look at every email, every text, every conversation as an opportunity to be love and to live my mission. So I think if you remember that, things get a lot easier.
Well, and I just wanted to add on that, too, is, you know, maybe start a gratitude journal for the holidays.
Mm.
I think that would be a great thing. You know, five things that I'm grateful for that happened or five things I'm proud about with myself. And you know, here I've sent these intentions. You know, what was a loving gift? What was an experience that I really felt that I wanted to do, that I really enjoyed? So you can see the progress of, you know, seeing that you're making these choices that benefit yourself and also that, you know, all these wonderful experiences are just getting more and more every day. And you can see that on paper. I think that's a really great way of being able to acknowledge that with yourself. And I think it's good, too, to get just some little note cards or something like that and, you know, send out some thank you cards to people during the holidays. And, you know, yeah, it's great that it's a Christmas card, but I think it's a really great gift, too, to say, gosh, it was so nice to see you. And, you know, wishing them the best, you know, and it's great to see you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be for the holiday. Because, you know, it's so much can be said when people actually take the time to write something and send it to you instead of having it be, you know, in Texas and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, Texas, I think we're you know, definitely in this place of, like, we love getting a little, like, you know, great to see you today and have it be a text. But when people send that something to you, that's that much more precious sometimes to have that really go on there. Yeah.
Send flowers.
Yeah, send flowers. Just call Robin Flowers for you, Riverside, California. I will send flowers for you. I can go anywhere. It's okay.
There you go. Bring it home,
girlfriend.
Well,
this was part one. I think it was really great. I look forward to, you know, looking at addictions during the holidays. It's going to be a very interesting conversation. And kind of like what we've just laid out for just some of the basics of being able to do that, you know, how that will look with what she's got to share. I think it's going to be a great conversation. So thank you, Miss Amy.
It's an important topic. Thank you, my dear. I love you very much.
It's a very important topic. So we can all feel like we're loved and cared for and have precious moments all year long.
And we've all got issues that we're dealing with, you know, and the fact that we're going to acknowledge them and hear each other, yay.
Yay. Stress less and party more. Here we go.
Amen. In a healthy way.
In a healthy way. A very healthy way. So thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.